I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. If you're searching for the most productive fishing in the state, now is the perfect time to carve out some time for a float trip on one of West Virginia's scenic rivers. I'll talk a little more about it in a moment. Part 2 of the DNR report in 3, 2, 1. Float fishing can be one of the best ways during the heat of the summer to raise healthy numbers of fish. Mark Scott is the district fisheries biologist for the West Virginia DNR.
Float fishing is probably the most fun way to fish. You cover lots of territory, and everybody does it differently. I like to stop and wait a little bit and get back in and float some more. So myself, I float a shorter section. Some folks just like to cover a lot of territory, but it's a good way to get out and get your lure in front of a lot of active fish.
Now, what you'll find are fish that have not seen a lot of lures, and if they have no problem, they're still biting under most conditions.
Especially on New River and some others, like South Branch at the trough section, there's places folks just can't get to unless they're floating by boat. So, yeah, but in today's world, there's tons and tons of those one-man pontoon boats. Most rivers are getting... Most sections are fish. Now, it may not be a lot of wade fishermen or people with drive-in, but they're fish now. You get in these gorge areas, and the rivers are so big, there's no way you cover it all. So there's always areas that the fish haven't seen any lures for that day, and New River's got so many bass in it that, yeah, there's always bass ready to eat anyway.
Now, float fishing offers fantastic isolation and great fishing. The lure selection is important, but there are a wide variety of baits that'll work.
A lot of plastics. You know, tube jigs, twister tail grubs. Twister tails are, you know, if you're a new angler, new to the sport, it's hard to beat that. You know, white or yellow twister tail grub is just hard to beat for catching numbers of fish. If you want to catch bigger fish, you know, you can go with things like the Zoom flukes. They've got a lot of those topwater type plastics.
Now, the bulk of the active fish you'll catch on one of these trips are smallmouth bass. But Scott tells us there are plenty of fish out there you might get into.
In the new, I mean, we've got the native walleye population is coming back. We've been stocking and trying to bring that back to fishable levels, and people are starting to catch them fairly often now. Not lots of them, but they catch them periodically. There's always lots of sunfish species in the new, in the Greenbrier, in the South Branch, rock bass, red-breast sunfish, bluegills on occasion, but they're not really a river fish. You'll see some different kinds of sunfish.
Float fishing requires some attention to safety. Wear a life jacket. In particular, if you're taking the New River, you might want to get a guide the first time you go. It can be tricky and at times dangerous if you don't know what you're doing. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.